Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the painful truth about land investing.
That was a long pause.
I just do that to freak you out.
Painful truth.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, and hopefully we can confuse Jill more, too.
I could have got a cup of coffee in that pause. That was long. All right. Joshua asks, in the course, Jack speaks about only mailing to an owner one time, even if they own more than one property on my list. When mailing such to such an individual, does anyone change the wording and let them know if you are only interested in that know that you're interested in any of their properties? If you are still only mailing to one of the properties, will you take extra time to research which property you would be most interested in? This is a good question.
This is a great question.
Yeah, and put that APN and pricing in your offer, or you just go with the first property on the list when doing the data scrub. I think about sending one total offer to the individual or possibly one offer per different lot acreage. Okay, that's the end of the question. I know what I would say.
Go ahead, Joe.
So, here's how I cover that. For me, it's about time and efficiency. I'm not going to do any research on the properties until I know if they're even in my ballpark range. So I'm not going to bother and then do that. But I am going to probably just pick the first one, honestly, and yeah, scrub the rest of them because here's why. When and if the person reaches back out to me, one of my questions I always ask is there anything else that you have? That covers it right there. And they're going to go, well, as a matter of fact, you know, like this just happened to one of our members, Luke. He's like a guy's got 600 acres. It was that kind of a thing. Luke sent him a letter about one and found about 600 more acres that they're now doing a bigger deal and they're going to do all this great stuff. And that's it. That's how you do it. Luke didn't, and I don't, ahead of time, pick the prettiest one, and I really want this one, so I'm only sending the offer for this one, but I'll still ask about the rest of them. I don't do that much ahead of time. And two, because what if you're sending out 6,000 letters? Because some of our people are at one time. Are you really going to go through and spend that much time? Just get them in the mail. You know, price them right. Get them in the mail. What?
You're cracking me up.
I am. And then see who's serious, and then, you know, look at it. Jack?
That's great advice, Jill. And now I'm going to tell you actually what happens in our company.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Here it comes. That's no. All pretty, Jill, skipping along the top way. That's really not at all what we do. Jill is now so far removed. Just kidding.
If you'd like to know what goes on in our house.
Oh, gosh.
And in our company, check out the show Dharma and Greg. It was on during the 80s or 90s, I think. Oh, 80s, right?
I think it might have been 90s, too, because I think they tried to do it.
They live in California. She's a total hippie, and her husband, Greg, is like the corporate attorney, and he just looks at her constantly going, what?
She wants ice cream for dinner.
Yeah.
Which is what
she
I want.
She sleeps on a trampoline and stuff.
Exactly.
So, all kidding aside, Joel is just about dead on. That's exactly how we do it. But I'll tell you what we used to do, and this will really help so you don't have to go through it. We made the mistake that we did. We used to do two mailings for every data set. So we would do the typical mailing like everybody does, where we send one letter to one owner. We scrub out all the owners that we don't want, like the federal government or whatever. And then we would take all of the multi-property owners and separate them out of the data set and send it out. We would send it out to a data team that would create a letter with an attachment on it that says, I know you own 140 properties in this county, and we'd like to offer you, and then we would add it all up, 140 times 1,000, $140,000 for all your property. And it was absolutely and completely ineffective and a waste of time and money. And while I horse around and make fun of my friend Jill here, she's dead on. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. Send them one letter. And it's usually the first one and the whole slew of it. And don't waste the 50 cents on sending multiple letters to one owner.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real answer, Jill. Good work.
Thank you.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. It's free. This is the meat of the show. The painful truth about land investing.
Wait, wait, wait. The painful truth. 1-1000-2-1000 About land investing.
That's the sloth way.
The painful truth about marriage. The painful truth.
Oh, that'd be a good show.
About child raising.
I love this show already.
The painful truth about
doing a radio show with two people.
Taxes. Doing radio show with people.
The painful truth about waiting for your co-host to show up to the studio.
Oh, hey.
I read a quote recently that, and it said, men spend 30% of their life waiting for women.
That's hilarious.
And then I really sat down with a spreadsheet and figured it out, and I think it's accurate. I have to say, you're pretty good about it, though.
Thank you.
You get ready pretty quick.
Hey, hold on a moment. Do you remember there were a couple days last week that I was waiting for you?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay,
and
thank
I think you.
You
do that on purpose.
I do that on purpose. I do. So, yes, there are times that I know that it's wheels up. I know what it was. It was boat related.
Mm-hmm.
You had a wheels up time. This is how Jack rolls. This is my life. Wheels up 7:30. So you better believe I was up so flipping early.
Yeah,
it's not even funny. So I could be standing there at 7:10 with my coffee and my purse in the driveway, right, waiting for just because I don't want to get busted and miss that 7:30 wheels up.
You make me sound like an ogre.
No, but it's funny. It's like what you do to the kids. And if you haven't done this to your children, everyone, you need to do this at least once. You need to have a wheels up time when it's time to go to school. And you know what? You better be ready to leave them at home because we all know what's going to happen. And if you leave them at home one time, you won't have to do that again.
We've done it with all three kids.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
It works.
It's actually kind of fun when they see you driving off and they're running out in the driveway and you just go to work. And you just go, sorry, guess you're going to miss today. And they don't do that again.
I was having a conversation with number three recently and he said, this girl in school, he's 14. Everything was great. We were talking and everything for weeks. And then now she won't talk to me or look at me.
Oh, no.
And I said, yep, that's about it. And he said, well, what about mom? She's not like that. I said, I know, because she's a tomboy. And she's actually look like a normal person. Mm-hmm. She's not like a crazy female.
Thank you.
I said, it's kind of wrecked because you're never going to find a woman like this. And he's like, really? I said, yeah, it's pretty much over.
Thank
There's
you.
No girl like this ever anywhere out there.
Thank
Trust me, I've
you.
Tried.
Aww.
That's exactly how it went. Exactly.
Thank you very much.
I said the best. I told him the best hope. I said, tell me right now the names of the three tomboys in your school, or two. And he said, he gave me their names. I said, those are the girls you want to hang out with. He said, okay.
Oh, very cool. I love it.
What was this show about again?
Oh my gosh, the painful truth about land investing. And so,
why I chose this is a Jack title. You can tell.
Yes.
Because the word Joe wouldn't put the word painful in anything. You just walk away rather than deal
right.
with it. So, somebody went out on I think Bigger Pockets and said Jack and Jill, while they do X, Y, and Z, it's real positive. They make it sound really easy. It's not as easy as they make it sound. Well, here's the painful truth about land investing, listener. It is easy for us. For whatever reason, we were born to do this. Maybe that's not the case with you. Maybe it's really hard for you and painful. Maybe you hate computers, data, spreadsheets. You hate talking to people on the phone like I do. Maybe it's just not easy for you and it's not for you at all. That's the painful truth. Mm-hmm. Maybe working at Walmart's better for you. That's fine.
Good point.
That's the painful truth about land investing.
You're afraid to put your money out there. You're afraid to take a risk. You're afraid to push the button and send the mailers, and you're afraid to answer the phone.
This takes time mm-hmm. and planning and patience with computers and data and listening and follow through and organization and all the stuff that a normal business takes to succeed. So if it's painful for you, it's not painful for me, I'll tell you right now, especially because I have Jill. All the painful stuff that truly is painful about investing and owning a company, Jill takes off my hands. And she happens to like that end of it, mm-hmm. the people part of it.
We were having, last night at dinner, we were having family dinner, and we were talking about our new venture that we're working on. And I talked about, this ties into this. So I was talking about, what was I trying to say? There should be a, not a screening process.
A qualifier.
Yeah, some kind of qualifier, some kind of, I can't think of the right term I want to say now, but I was telling our number three kid.
The application process.
Yeah, there's an exact term, and I'll think of it like two shows from now. I will think of it. So
we're talking about the kids.
It's
again,
a level.
Punishing the kids.
It's like a level of you got to make the cut kind of thing. So we have a new thing that we're working on, and Jack will share about that later. But my whole point was getting into land investing or any investing, whatever you're doing. Like for this, what we're doing, it takes two things. Let's be honest. It takes money and balls. That's exactly what I said. And kid number three looked at you and said, he's like, yep, she said balls.
Twice now on the air.
I did. But I think it's true. I mean, this is the painful truth. You know, it comes easy to us. It really is easy to us. We're not trying to sugarcoat it. It really is easy to us. And it's not going to be easy for everybody. There are a lot of moving parts, but it's not crazy hard. And
it's not hard at all.
You could do it, but you got to have, you know, that's the painful truth.
It's not hard at all. This business, here's the truth. It's not hard at all, but it's a lot of work.
It is.
And it takes a lot of time. It's a full-time job.
It is. You think you could just spend a half hour picking a county? No way.
That's right, Jill.
You should spend a whole day picking a county.
At least.
Yeah.
Or neighborhood.
You know?
It takes me almost a week almost a week to price a mailer properly.
Right.
The point of the show is to motivate and entertain. The point of the show is not to give you a step-by-step textbook manual on exactly how to do this. That's what the programs and the education that we provide are for. Mm-hmm. And boy, do we provide the tools. I mean, all of them. We provide all the tools to make you successful, and they're not to help you be successful, but they're not free.
Right.
That's the other thing.
You know,
it costs a little bit of money to open your doors.
And the
not
thing,
a lot.
It's like anything. You have to show up and you have to do some thinking. You know, it makes me angry that people think that, it's like our, you know, I'm trying
like
to think of a good example.
Like, miffed like this.
I am.
I love it.
I am. Like, if you think that I'm going to hold 250 people's personal hands and babysit.
Wow,
I'm sorry.
Rant.
No, I'm sorry. But and walk
it.
You through everything. I can. It's like anything. If you're trying to teach someone how, say you're an author, established, published author, and you're trying to teach other people how to write a book, there's a point where you have to cut it off and say, I can't write your book for you. You have to write your own book. Here's a blueprint. Here's your deadlines. Here's what we do to get it published. You need to pick graphics. But there's a point where you have to go, it's in your hands, and you can't personally do it for them. You know what I mean? So I think that's a painful truth about this. Jack and I have and will continue to help you as much as we can, but I can't price every offer for you, and I can't answer the phone for you, and I can't say buy this one, not that one. At some point you've got to take that step.
It's Eddie Van Halen's guitar.
Mm-hmm.
If Eddie Van Halen gives you a 45-minute lesson on how to play the guitar, and this is the first time you've ever picked up a guitar,
right?
And then the next day, and then you wake up the next day and you say, I can't play the guitar. It's Eddie Van Halen's fault. That was
exactly.
A terrible 45-minute lesson.
Could you imagine?
That's hilarious.
Eddie Van Halen, what a loser. Couldn't teach me how to play guitar. He's a phony. No, that's not true. That's so not true.
So, you know, here's the painful truth about land investing. Jill and I are multimillionaires because of land investing. And maybe you're not. There's people in our group who are multimillionaires.
Yes,
they started with us after failing at flipping houses are now multimillionaires. That's the painful truth. There's even more people in our group who have never purchased and sold a property. Why? All right. So they're both those two people are standing right next to each other looking at Jill and I.
Yeah.
What's the difference between those two? I'll tell you the difference. The one followed through and one didn't. They have access to the exact same tools and the exact same information, and they just didn't stick to it. They didn't actually get the stuff in the mail, or they found some point in the whole chain of to success, the path to success, where there was a bottleneck, and instead of saying, I'm going to barrel through this and get through it like Jill would, what they said was, it's too hard.
I'm out. thinking.
I don't understand it, or I don't believe in myself. Probably is really what's going on.
Right.
I don't believe in myself, or my wife said I can't do it, or some BS answer. We can't swear on this show like
I
we can on
it.
A Thursday call.
This is, you know what this is a result of right now? It's a result of you and I having a Rush Limbaugh talk last night.
No, that's right. So here's the thing. I don't care about politics, but Rush Limbaugh is actually hard to listen to for me.
Right.
Like Fox News is and all that. And I'm not knocking right or left. I do not care about politics, right, left. I don't care who's in office or anything else. Truly, I do not care. But Rush Limbaugh happens to have the number one listened to talk show on the planet, and has been for like 20 years straight. So I decided for the first time to listen to a show just to see why. It's hard to, and the content's hard to listen to. Any political content, right or left, is hard to listen to. But that guy, he's compelling. How he says stuff and what he says mm-hmm. is very compelling.
Yeah.
And he's angry. he's no, let's just say passionate.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm the perfect. Well said, Jill.
Thanks.
Jill and I are passionate about this.
Yeah.
I love seeing people succeed. I don't want people to fail at this.
Exactly.
But the truth is, you got to dig in, like anything.
Mm-hmm.
So find out. You know, it would be great if you're into this at all. Have a real serious conversation with yourself with a yellow sheet of paper and a yellow pad of paper in front of you, and draw a line down the middle. I do this all the time. Draw a line down the middle and say, we're going into X, Y, and Z. What's going to suck about it and what's going to be great about it? And make sure the stuff that sucks about it, you have your head around it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you can afford it. That's the other thing that happens mm-hmm. a lot.
I agree.
People get into this and they don't have any money.
Yeah, they uncover, I've seen that a lot, you're right. They uncover a whole lot of acquisitions that they don't have the funds for, which I know you're going to solve that.
Land crowdfund
right.
will be released within 30 days, probably a lot sooner. And that's going to solve that problem where you mm-hmm. can truly get into this with no money and there's money people standing behind you. Because no good acquisition opportunity should go to waste. That's my motto.
Right.
So that's the painful truth about land investing and all and the rest of it.
Right.
I think we covered it. Did you get it off your chest?
I think I did. Let me make my notes here. It's not crazy hard. Stop kidding yourself. Yeah, okay, we're all
stop
good.
Stop kidding yourself.
Stop kidding. That was my other note I wrote.
You're not as good looking as you think you are.
No. No.
It's, I mean, well, you are, Jill.
No.
That's what I said.
You just got to, you just, the painful truth is, you know what? But the painful truth for me is it doesn't come easy for everyone. But if you're determined, you can do it. Because I've seen plenty of people push through it and be successful and come out on the other side and go, oh wow. And then they're running.
There's about 10 members that I know about in our group. I know there's more that I don't know about, who every time I talk to them or communicate with them in any way, they just won't stop.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stop for anything. They don't hear rejection in the back of their head like normal people.
Yep.
They just barrel through it mm-hmm. with confidence.
That's it. You know what? What's funny? I want to add this one little thing. I learned this about myself a long time ago when I was like a child. My parents pointed it out, which was they're like, Jill, you just do not understand the word no, do you? And I don't. And when someone tells me, I don't know. It's obviously
I can vouch for that.
It's definitely nature, not nurture, on this one. I'll tell you, if you tell me I can't do something, oh boy, watch me go. I'm going to go, all right,
I know.
Game on.
I've seen it.
So don't tell me, oh, that's not for you. You're not possible to do that. Oh, I will. Now, that doesn't mean singing and ballet. I won't even go there. We know that. But business things and stuff like that. Oh, you can't get that deal done. Oh, you think so? Watch this.
A long time ago, I walked into Jill's office. And this is what, she was on the phone with somebody. And this is what I heard right when I walked in. Just hand the phone to the bank teller.
Oh, I did. I did that. I forgot about that. I loved it. And it was so funny because our assistants, it was Skylar at the time. Skylar's looking at me with his mouth wide open going, holy cow.
This guy couldn't figure out how to wire money to buy a piece of property. And Jill just wouldn't stop.
I'm like, I stayed on the phone with
a
guy while he drove to the bank, walked in the bank. and he's trying to do the whole routing thing, and I'm like, just hand the phone over. And so the bank teller and I got it done.
I have to truly honestly say, you know, I would not have gone to that length to get that person to buy that piece of real estate from us.
It was that transaction was going to happen.
I miss those days.
That was so, that was funny. Oh, that was, those were good times in our little office by the lake.
Join us in the next episode where we discuss where to go from $10,000 a month.
Ooh.
Cash flow from land.
Woo. And we answered Chuck's question about handling deposits and deposit refunds. This will be good.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. This is hilarious, Joe.
I forgot about that. That was, I'll never forget Skylar looking at me like, how did you do that? I'm like, I just told him what's going to happen. That's what we did. You know, he wanted to buy the property, couldn't figure it out. I'm like, you know what? We're going to do it right now. Go to the bank.
I got a million stories
it's
like
hilarious.
That. I should write them all down.
So funny.
Because you cracked me up.
I am work around Jill.
That's it. Can't say no.
That's right.
Jill's Indian name is can't say no.
Can't say no and don't know what no means.
Like dances with wolves? No. Can't say no.
Exactly. You did that to me the other night. You want to do X? I said, okay.
Wow.
No, it wasn't that.
End the show.
Ooh,
end
okay.
the show now.
Hey, you like our show? Please subscribe. If you like our show and you like more of this, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.